ויעקב ריחם יסוב על זה למשום אשקץ הזו. דרב ריחם רומא דרב יהודה דרב יהודה. כמשם. Now Rabbi Yechonon also holds the biggest load to be on Tef, he's also there because of Xero, Mishumashkin says so. Why? Rabbi Yechonon raised the question as to Yisthira between one Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Nagrabi. Now, in Seich this appears late, Mishumashkin, Vim Yotsu Ma'atzmon Asurim, Rabbi Yud and Marim Yechon Ayetzim and Muta, Vim Mashkin Ayetzim and Oseh. So Rabbi Yud says, it all depends. If the mashke that came out from the pair was aimed for Jews, so then it is us, even though it came out by itself. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so let's say flour, if juice came out from flour of the oranges, now the flour of the oranges are aimed for what? For Jews. So if the juice came out by themselves from flour of the oranges, so then it is us. But if, let's say, Jews came out from oranges, it wasn't kept for the purpose of mashkin, but for the purpose of echlin, so then it is mut. Why? Why did the Chachamim matter in one case and not in the other? Because if it is aiming for mashkin, so then we can say that if were we allowed to use the mask that comes out by itself, so you might be tempted into doing the divine, because after all, this favor is able to produce. So because of that, the Chachon met us, even the favor is not even able to produce, so by allowing him to use the juice that came out by itself, he is not going to be tempted into doing it himself, because it's not even able to produce. So Rabbi Yehuda no nich la yitzme muta, so mashka yitzme lo. Alme kol nich la Rabbi Yehuda uchle de efres. So that means that when the Chachomi Maser, when Chachomi Maser mashkin shezohu, so they did not aser when it is when the eichel from which another eichel comes out, something else comes out, is aimed not the mashkin but leich. So, beitzo, so just as mashkin that came out from the pere, that is not aimed for mashkin, that is aimed for achilles, so is not osel, so the beitzo that came out from the tanegeles should also be muta. Because the tanegeles is certainly not aimed for mashkin. So that means that Beita Shinolda Beyonte, Beita Shinolda Beyonte is not osa. If it's Tanagir, it's a Meres Lachir, where there is no Shire of Mukt, so it's not osa. V'rimim, v'ei dama Rabbi Yehuda, master of Amapol Shalpeyres Beyonte Frishin, v'eicho v'sheini, v'chim Beita Shinolda Beyishin, t'yochel v'sheini, so in other words, that if Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's teidushes. So if a beitzo was made of a vishen, so it's tochel vishen because it's teidushes, so maybe it's mimorach. If the first day was chayil, so that means that it was made of a chayil, so the second day is muta. So that means that the beitzo was made of the Erev Yom Tov, so it's muta. If the first day was Kadesh, so today is this chayil. So the beitzo of the Yom Tov is muta, the day of the Yom Tov. So in other words, he can view the whole that it's shtei kedushin. So b'shein le'ein b'rishin lo'ein. Now the Chachomim achilei kan, Arav Yom. And the Chachomim say that it's also, in other words, that is reference to Rosh Hashanah. So the Chachomim say by Rosh Hashanah, it's not just a mean of Sekhle Yehme, but it was Shacht, because many times, so 2 days had to be observed, even though there was no suffix. If they became in Amin Chalumayro, so there was no suffix, so they had to be made in Kodesh or Mokakesh. So because of that, we have to be made 2 days Rosh Hashanah with the Rasvada and with the Rasvada. So that's Kedusha Avich. So the Meile, based on the Chachomim, say say to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Beit Shno Berishay, so is with Yochel Bishay, because it's like one long day. But Rabbi Yehuda says that the second day it's Muta, but the first day it's Otsa. So we see that Beit Shno Yomtev is Otsa and Yomtev. Only the second day it's Muta. So in the Stira Mnei Ubei, they are in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, that there is no Yisar of Mashkin Shezov. There is no Yisar of Mashkin Shezov. In the case where the Eichel is in the Lachir, not the Mashkin. So remember the Beit Shoshen Odo beyond the Targilas is certainly in the Lachir, so there should be no Yisar of Mashkin Shezov. So it should be Muta even on the first day. On the first day. And here in this Mishnah, he says that it is only Muta the second day, but the first day it's also. Umshal Rabbi Yechanan, Mechlefes HaShito. Now, so Rashi says Mechlefes HaShito. Shitas HaMishnah, the Insechti. So in other words, so the Mishnah Insechti, so the Chachomim say, the Chachomim say, that in Reich when Hayitzim and Muta and Mashkin Hayitzim and Osa. And Rabbi Yehuda says that even when it's Reich when Hayitzim, it's also the Mashkin that you're to Reich when Osa. So in other words, so then there is no Stira, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Beit Shno Beyom Tev is always Osa. We don't say Reich when the Yifus. Now, so, Umidikor Amore Adobesh Mamino Chataylu, because if Rabbi Yechanan had held that the reason that why Beit Shno Beyom Tev is Osa is because of Achone, or because of Rabbi Yitzchok's time, or because of Rabbi Yosef's time, that's of Pesach and Esrim, so then there would be no Stira, because Ligabi Mashkin Shezobu, so there Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it is in Achone, then it's Uchadifos. Mashiach can be no beyond there. Then it's also not because of Mashkin Shezobu, but it's also because of Peres HaRishim or because of Achon. So the fact that Rabbi Yechanan had to be Machil the Shito, and he had to say that it is Rabbi Yehuda who says, in Sechten es HaPeres Leitzim and Mashkin Yotz Masma Asurim. And the Rabbonon are those who say, Im Leich Ma'itzim and Muta, shows that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the reason as to why Beit Shno Beyom Tev is Osa is not because of Achone, not because of Peres HaRishim, but because of Mashkin Shezov. So the Meir Yad is Tire. So that's why we have to be Machlin the Shi. Shema Chatam. Rabbeinu Omar, Leil Amleite. We don't have to reverse the role. So we can say that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Im Leich Ma'itzim Muta. But then yes, if Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says Im Leich Muta, so the name of Beit Shno Beyom Tev should be Muta in the first day, why does he say only the second day it's Muta? Rabbi Yehuda is the friend of Rabbi Nekoma. With the idea, if you don't have a child, you don't agree with me, that in Leich Ma'itzim Muta. So may either of me as the Vishani Shah in the Dusha say, Swami Rabbonon, Lord Dusha. Alright. Now, Rabbinah Brek Rabu Elma, Hoche Bitar Yere, so he met us the Kadu Beit. Now, Rabbinah says, in order to reconcile the apparent conflict between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, now, here Rabbi Yehuda says, in Sechten es Apeirin, in Leich Ma'itzim Muta. So it's Ochle Difus. So Beit Shno Beyom Tev is Muta even on the first. And then he says that it's only Muta. In the Mishnah there he says it's only Muta the second day because of the Memonev Sheach. So he says, Hoche B'Tanigeres, so he murders the Gavro Beitzi. Rabbi Yehuda in Erev, when he says, Beit Shno Beyom Tev, Ochle B'Sheni, has reference to B'Tanigeres, so he murders the Gavro Beitzi. So then the Beit Shalom is also Mitzad Mukta. So the first day it's also about mukse, but the second day it's muta because of the monashah. Because if today is Yom Tov, so yesterday was chayil, and if yesterday was chayil, and today is Yom Tov, so it's also muta. Echor deitcha shnol de b'shabbos, echor deitcha shnol de b'yom tov. And mital tere yisol, and chatzis bo esakli, ולא ליסנו בו קרי אמיתו, אבל כיפו לא עשה כלי בשביל של איזה שם. וסווי כעשו, ואם ניסה עבור בערב, כולם עשו. שהוא ביש לו עם אלה רבי, סוסי, פאות, פייצו של אלדו בשבס, או ביונטה, so הוא נחל עלות ומתעות לו, אין סווי כעזוס. So bishlo le rabbe doma mishumach one have sveke de reis vichol sveke de reis le chumre. So we can understand this to why so big is also because it is also mishumach one, it is also mishumach one now, and the chumre is also mit de reis. So memele since it's also mit de reis, so sveke de reis is le chumre. Now you can ask a question, but here it says, according to Rabbi, that it's the Raise, so when is it the Raise? Only Shabbos HaSomach Yontef. Shabbos HaSomach Yontef. But Yontef HaSomach Shabbos, but Shabbos the Alme, Yontef the Alme, Yontef the Alme, so it's not Oseh. And here it says, Echod Britzo Shenodo B'Shabbos, V'Echod Britzo Shenodo B'Yontef. So it's very hard to say Echod Beitzah Shenodah B'Shabbos means Shabbos HaSomach B'Yontef, Echod Beitzah Shenodah B'Yontef means Yontef HaSomach B'Shabbos. That's a very hard. Because here it's mentioned also in Mitalkel Neisol in the Chassid B'Sakli with Mecharamito, and as far as this is concerned, so it certainly applies to Yontef Da'om and Shabbos Da'om, because with Rabbonon it is also. So since the first thing applies to Yom Tov Da'alme and Shabbos Da'alme, not after Yom Tov HaSomach Shabbos, not after Shabbos HaSomach Yom Tov. So the second thing, Usveik Asura, should also apply to Yom Tov Da'alme and Shabbos Da'alme. So why does the Gemara say, Bishlem Rabbi Amish Ma'achone, Hasveik the Raisa, Vichol Sveik the Raisa, Lechumre? So that's all right, Ligabi Shabbos HaSomach Yom Tov. But here it's mentioned, if the Shabbos Da'alme, Yom Tov Da'alme, it's also. There it's only the Rabbonon, Zeidam Shiv Shabbos Chayonte. So the answer is, now you find in the Tesis Yishenim, you find on the margin, Avol Ramachnu Epor, the Muksech Mirat, Vahave Keim Deraiz. Now Adar Yishenim Acherik, now the Rajbe is Chelik on it. So he is Chelik, Ligavi Muksech, because the Maskoner of the Gemara is that Muksech is not the right. Still the Tesis Yishenim holds in as much as there is an asmachte for mukse, so it is more homo. And the other shaming, the Rashba is chayit on the shaming. He holds, asmachte should not be more homo than regular the rabbon. Asmachte. But Masheini came here, so that even the Rashba will do. Because this the rabbon is more homo, let's say it's another rabbon. Because according to Rabbi, that Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos, Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. So it is also why? Because of the Nisa Raise. In Yom Tov Mech LeShabbos, Shabbos Mech Yom. But the halacha is that Yom Tov Da'alme. So Chayli is Mech Yom. Chayli is Mech Yom. Chayli is Mech LeShabbos. Chayli is Mech LeShabbos. So that's Mid Raise. But Mid Rabbon, because of the Gzeire, Mishum Shabbos HaSomach LeYomtev, because of the Gzeire, Mishum Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos, the Chachomim Aser, not only that Yomtev cannot be Mechel LeShabbos in Achone Tiritz, but even, Chel cannot be Mechel either. The Tam is because of Gzeire, Mishum Shabbos HaSomach LeYomtev, Gzeire, Mishum Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. But then the Chachomim Aser, so it's a Nisea, so it comes under the same Nisea. So then the Rabbonon comes under the same Nisea. So since it comes under a category that is Midraise, the tzure of that is there is a deraisa with the tzure. In other words, there is a loche that the event of Michel Shabbos, a holiday. So, anyway, two midraisa is only in Yom Tov Michel Shabbos. It's in Yom Tov Michel Shabbos. But where it's Shabbos Gaon, it's not also, but with Rabbanon, it comes under the same pattern of Yisrael. So immediately it has the same chumres like the Raise, and Tzveik is the chumres. But the Gemara asks the Kashe, Bishlum Rabbi Dom Shmachon Rabbi Tzveik the Raise, Tzveik the Raise the Chumre. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Damo Mishim Zeyre, Tzveik the Rabbanon, but according to Rabbi Yisrael. So the whole thing is Zeyre Mishum, Mishum Tere Sane Yisrael, Zeyre Mishum, I mean Zeyre Mishum, Mishum Shemu Yahu Yisrael, Shemu Yahu Yisrael. So it doesn't come under any category that has a tzura of a derayse. According to Rabbi, the Tachone is also a derayse, so even though the Daume, Shabu Daume, comes under a certain category that has a derayse like a tzura. A million to make a shabbat. Masha'in came, according to Rabbi Yisrael, that it's also because of Pirus and Yisrael, so then the Chachom Maser, because of Zeno Shemayahu of Yisrael, now you cannot say that it comes under the category of Lish. You see, let's say, they are certain the Rabbonos. Now, they are certain the Rabbonos. Now, there are two kinds of the Rabbonos and Shabbos. There is the Rabbonos and Shabbos, let's say, like squeezing juice out of oranges. So that is only from the Rabbonos. But with the Rabbonon, it comes under the category of Dosh. Only the Raisa, when is the Minoch of Dosh, only by this in Vanon. But the Minoch of Seich with the Raisa. With the Rabbonon, so it applies to all things. But with the Rabbonon, it comes under the category. It comes under the category of Dosh. Or let's say, counting the countless. So, 20 derayse is not also, but with Rabbonon it comes under the law of the story. Let's say, now, when the Shem say that just as Michal Shabbos and Fahesye, in the law of the derayse, the number of Rabbonon and Kule, so if somebody is Michal Shabbos and Fahesye, the law of the Rabbonon, so he will also be a Mura. He'll be a Mura of Rabbonon and Kule. So that means if somebody will carry the countless with Fahesye, so it will be Mura. Now if somebody will squeeze, let's say oranges, squeeze out the juice from oranges, he'll be a Mumer if he'll do the Faresie. But if somebody will drink the juice that was exuded by itself from oranges or from grapes, it doesn't make any difference, he will not be a Mumer. Because this is also a Mishum Zeyo Shem Yahu Yisleish. But can you say that the drinking of juice that came out by itself, mid Rabbonon, constitutes a Merochel of Sechiteh? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Bishleimer, when he squeezes oranges into juice, so mid Rabbonon it comes under this heading. When one carries the Kabbalah, so mid Rabbonon, it comes under the Merochel of Sechiteh. But when one drinks juice, or let's say, that was squeezed out, and the Shabbos, he's not Michal Shabbos. He's even a little Rabbanon, but he's not Michal Shabbos. If one eats a beitzo, shenoto, and he eats a beitzo, shenoto to Shabbos, he's not Michal Shabbos. He's even a little Rabbanon. Mashi shezobo, there is an Israel. So anyway, because he doesn't come under a category that has a derayse like a tzura. So this is the more as, so this is the more as kash. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yitzchok, Dama Mishum Zeyre, Sveiki the Rabboni, Vichol Sveiki the Rabbonon, we call it. So mainly it does not even have a derayse of the Ketzura, this the Rabbonon. So since it doesn't have a derayse of the Ketzura, so mainly Sveiki the Rabbonon should be we call it. So he answers, so the Gemara answers, Seif Ve'asam, Ritzofik, according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yitzchok, So, according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yitzchok, So when the Brisa says Usrei Kasur, it doesn't have reference to Sofik Beis Shnov B'Shavu, Sofik Beis Shnov B'Yontev, but it has reference to a Beitzos, a Sofik Preit, a Beitzos Sofik Preit, so that is it. Right? Because a Beitzos Preit is also a Yitzim in Oseh Ahoseh. It's also in the right thing. A Sofik Beitzos Preit is also in Sofik. It's a Sofik in the right thing. It's a Chumet. Now, the Rashba is the Kashe. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Elu Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, the Amram Mishum Zeyra is Zvekid Ravadam, eh? The Gemara only raises the question, now we have four Kintes, Rav Nachman is a Kinte, the Tehochim Tamegeh is a Meret Kapu Beitzin. We have Rav Yitzchak Kinte, and then we have Rav Yitzchak is a Kinte, Pirus HaNizri, and then we have Rav Yitzchak is a Kinte. Maschus is over. So the Gemara says, Bishlum Rav Fire. Zom Shachoy Sikid Rav Yitzchak 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 The Gemara should say, Elo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rav Yitzchak. So the Rashba says, the reason is why the Gemara doesn't say, Elo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rav Yitzchak, because the Gemara before was Matche. Kulek Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Mishum Kushi. So the Gemara was Matche Rav Nachman Sikim. So that's why the Gemara doesn't discuss it. But they know Haname. According to Rav Nachman, we could raise the same question. But Rav Nachman Sikim didn't meet. However, the Tesis Yishayim says, Aber Rav Nachman loy porich, di muktzech mire, vi habe keim di reis. Ka habe keim di reis. Now, why is muktzech mire? Because it has a smach in the reis. Even though, now, Rabbi, the Havayim Sochim held that muktzeh is also the reis. That muktzeh is the reis. Then the Maschal of Dimon is muktzeh is not also the reis. Mukse is not also the Reise, but since there is a smart with the Reise for Mukse, so we may say it is Mokom. However, I mean, this is a clean shitter because after all, I mean, a smart does not have any more significance than the other Rabbot. According to the Rambam in Perush HaMishneh, in Zroim, so a smart only means that Chachomi mentioned a certain passage in order that it should be easily remembered. So there is no special significance in Asmachta, so why should it be Mochom? Alright, I don't understand that. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Sein po Asom l'Sofik Preit. So when the Brisa says that it's like Asom, so it has reference to Sofik Preit. Now, there is that the Yeshua is mechadish a very big chiddush, and this Rashi, we sofik treife. So Rashi says sofik neuga mitanegila streife. The Rav Yom Tov koye. Why did I be so big? I remind me of. So Rashi mentions as an example of sofik treife. What is it? Sofik neuga mitanegila streife. In other words, there is a tanegila that is valid, but we have a sofik in regard to this Beitzer, whether it came out from this Tanegeles, that is a Treife, or it came out from another Tanegeles. So, regarding the Tanegeles is not the Sofik. The Sofik is only, the Sofik consists in the question as to whether the Beitzer that we have, whether it came out from the Tanegeles, that is a Treife, or from another Tanegeles. Why doesn't, so that the Yeshua asks against Rashi, why doesn't Rashi apply it to the case, now let's say, suppose the Tanegeles would fall off from a certain height. So we don't know whether it is a Shvu or not. So then it has a deal of Sofik Preit, because maybe by falling off from a certain height, it became a Shvu. Shvu is one of the Preit. So it's a Sofik Preit. And if it survived 12 months, so then it's a lie, it did not become a shvur. Because had it become a shvur by falling off from a certain height, let's say from a roof, let's say, so then it wouldn't have survived for 12 months. Because a treifa cannot survive for more than 12 months. whether it means no trefoil can survive more than 12 rounds, or most trefoils don't survive for more than 12 months. That's a machloket Rashi. But certainly most trefoils don't survive for more than 12 months. So if the Targilis that fell off from a certain height, let's say, and we don't know whether it became Shmura Debar or not, so if it lived for 12 months, so then Sarai, it's not a trefoil. So why doesn't Rashi say, Rashi says, in explaining Sophic Trefes, Sophic Nildam Tavigilis Trefes. So that means the Tavigilis is certainly a Trefes. But we don't know whether this Beitzah came out from the Tavigilis that is a Trefes, or it came out from the Tavigilis that is a Shoimo. We have two Tavigilis, and here in his possession, two Tavigilis. Two Tavigilis, one Tavigilis is a Shoimo, one Tavigilis is a Trefes. And then he saw whether the egg was laid. He doesn't know by whom, whether the egg was laid by the Tanigilis that is a trefoil, or by the Tanigilis that is a shleimo. This is how Rashi explains Sophic trefoil. Why doesn't Rashi explain, let's say he has one Tanigilis, and that Tanigilis laid an egg, but that Tanigilis fell off from a certain height, and we don't know whether it is a shvur or became a shvur or not. So it's a Sophic trefoil. Why? So you could say, I mean, this is no kasha at all, I mean, because if Rashi had explained it that way, so the Yeshua could have asked, why doesn't he explain it the other way? But anyway, that the Yeshua is the kasha. So he is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi was dafke, explained it that way. Sophic trefe, sophic nilbem tamigiles. In other words, so we are dealing with the case, the Brisa deals with the case where he had two Tanigilis. One Tanigilis with a Shlomo, one Tanigilis with a Trefoil. He had two Tanigilis in his possession. And then it was laid by one of the Tanigilis. He doesn't know by which Tanigilis. But if he had only one Tanigilis in his possession, and that Tanigilis had a Sophic, whether it's a Trefoil or Shlomo, and then an egg was laid by that one Tanigilis, so in that case, he said, because then it would be different. Why? Because the Gemara says here, say fast on some faith. You are okay, you say, Nisal, well, come as it. Yamu bishleim sofik yom tep sofik chayil hava dola shei yishlo matirin vichol dola shei yishlo matirin af lo yorot ubot ero yam de sofik treifo dola shei yishlo matirin li vitibat edo. So in other words, so the Gemara says that if he deals with sofik treife, so it's a double shei yishlo matirin. This is how the Gemara assumes. So that is all right if we explain it the way Rashi explains. The Sophic Trefe of this Brisa has reference to a case where he had, let's say, two Tanigilis in his possession. And the egg was laid by one Tanigilis. And he doesn't know whether the egg was laid by the Shlomo, or by the Tanigilis Trefe. So that it's certainly in the material. It's certainly in the material. Mashem came the other key situation. The other case where he had one Tanigilis in his possession, but he had a Sophic as to that Tanigilis, what does he trade for or Shlomo? Because it fell off a certain height, and he doesn't know whether it became a Shmura, or it did not become a Shmura, it didn't become a Shmura. So then, even Sophic trade would be considered a negotiation material, because it's very likely that after 12 months it will still be living. And then it will be muta. Then it will be muta. So it's a Bereshit Matir. Now, the Rashbo, there is a Chuvis Rashbo, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Yadayeh, this Aloche, a name of Rashbo, that when we apply the Aloche Bereshit Matir in a flower in the bottle, if the Yeshu Matir is a certainty, but If the Yeshu Matirin is only a possibility, not a certainty, then If it is not considered Rosh Hashmatir, what is Rosh Hashmatir? What is Chodosh? Chodosh is Nisarei, with Yoshin. Before Pesach, so then it's Rosh Hashmatir. Why? Because after Pesach, it will certainly be Mutar. There is no doubt about it. Now, if, let's say, a Beit Sofik Freit, let's say, a Beit Sofik that was laid by Tamigeles, that is the Sofik Freit, because that Tamigeles fell off a certain height, and we don't know whether it became Shvuah or it didn't become Shvuah. So if that Beit Sofik, if the Beit Sofik of that Tamigeles was Nisari with other Beit Sofik, so then it doesn't become bottom. It doesn't become bottom at all. And we don't say, maybe after 12 months the Tanigilis will still build the ring. So then Rotation material. So the Jews are also saying, no, it's not considered a rotation material because it's not certain that after 12 months it will become a Buddha that it's not a trade for. Maybe it will not only for 12 months. So when we say the Rosh Hashmatir of the bottle, if the ultimate heter is a certainty, like Chodosh is Nisar. So it's a vadai that after the Zayin and Nisim, after the Eim, they are to become Mutar. But here, we don't know whether it will live for 12 months or it will not live. So it's only a possibility. So in other words, according to the Yeshua, Rashi is chilek on the Rashi. In other words, if the Yeshua says that Rashi is midai davke, misofik treif, sofik nildes, nildes mitanigiles treif. In other words, where the sofik is, whether the egg was laid by one tanigiles or by other tanigiles. He has two tanigiles. One tanigiles is a vada treif, the other tanigiles is a vada shreif. But the egg was laid. Both Tanigilesons were kept in the same room, in the same place, and in the same chisikul, and then found an egg, so he doesn't know which Tanigiles laid which egg, which Tanigiles laid this egg, so maybe it will never be misbarred. There isn't even a possibility that it will be misbarred. How would you ever find out? He wouldn't know. So maybe it's a Dovah Sheil Matir. That's why the Gemara says Dovah Sheil Matir. Masha'il came in the case of a Beitzo, of Sofik, of a Tarnigeles of a Sofik trait. Not where the Sofik is, whether it was near the Tarnigeles trait for, but where the Tarnigeles is a Sofik trait for, where he has only one Tarnigeles in his possession. And that Tarnigeles laid an egg. But that Tanigilis fell off from a certain height, so maybe he had a Sofik, whether it's a Shvuah or not a Shvuah. So then there is a possibility that this Tanigilis will live for 12 months. Then it will be a Raya, that it's not a Raya. So then the baby after 12 months will be the Beitzo. So even though it's not a certainty, maybe the ultimate Heter. So, maybe, according to Rashi, it is still considered as a Dovah Sheyesh Lei, as a Dovah Sheyesh Lei Matir. Of course, I mean, this is no deal to Rashi, because Rashi could have mentioned one example, because one example is just as good as the other. All right, we'll leave it here.
Thank you. Mrs. Dorsey, Robert shall not be too much concerned if I can't have a couple of you, Mr. Scott, to do something 11:30.
But the Gemara of Sifre asks for only Sophic Treva. I happen to discuss the same yonim in Hilchas Tarugas now. Now, I mentioned the Pnei Yeshua. I mentioned the Pnei Yeshua that Yeshua is medallic from Rashi, Sophic Treve, Sophic Neva Mitanagiles Treve. So in other words, according to Rashi, so the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Seifon Asom is Sophic Treve, it has reference to a case where there was a Tanagiles Treve, there was a Babel Tanagiles Treve. But the Sophic is as to whether the Beitza was laid by the Tanagiles Treifo was laid by Tanagiles Shlemo. As a matter of fact, the Rabbi Chananiel is even more explicit than Rashi. Rashi is a deal, but Rabbi Chananiel says, Beitza upomik seife asye kishoiso Tanagiles Treifo. Shishoiso shom Tanagiles Treifo v'achera Shlemo. V'nimtzo b'kran Beitza zu. And they found in the chicken coop this beitzo. When ye di mimatrivo yoldo, ya shlemo yoldo. Oiso shiaso. In other words, and this is what Rashi means. That in other words, there are two that the Gemara has reference to, Rashi applies the Gemara to the case where there were two Tanagiles. One Tanagiles was a trifo, the other Tanagiles was. David and the Gilles were the Shlemo, and the neb was found. So it's not known whether it was laid by the Tanagiles that he's certainly a Trefo, or it was laid by the Tanagiles that he's certainly a Shlemo. Why doesn't Rashi, so this is the Tnishua's Kashi, why doesn't Rashi mention an example where the Tanagiles, there is only one Tanagiles in the chicken coop? But that Tanagiles is a Sophic Trefo, Sophic Shlemo, it fell off him. A certain height, and we don't know whether she became a shvur or not. So it's a Sophic Treifa, Sophic Shlemo. So, and that Tanagiles, that one Tanagiles, that is Sophic Treifa, Sophic Shlemo, wait a minute. Why doesn't Rashi mention this example? So, really no Kashi. Because the example mentioned by Rashi and Rach is more usual than the other one. But the Yeshua says the reason is why Rashi mentions that get this example where the person had in his possession two Tanagiles, one Treifo and Shlemo, and neg was laid by one, he doesn't know whether it was laid by the Treifo and Shlemo, and not the example where he had one Tanagiles in his possession, and that one Tanagiles was a Sophic Treifo. Sophic Treifo is because if he had one time given us in his possession, and then he gave us, let's say, fell off a certain height, and it's not known whether it's a shvuah, it's a shleimo, so then the Gemara, so the Pleiser couldn't say, so in such a case, so in such, the Gemara says that Sofik Trefo is a Dovoshe, is a Dovoshe in the material. So when can we say that Sofik Trefo is Dovoshe in the material? If the Sofik answers the question as to whether that the egg that was laid by the Varei Trefo, the Varei Shleif. So then it will never be determined, it will never be ascertained. Mashiach came if he had in his possession only one talikas. And that one talikas fell off a certain height. And it's not known whether it became a shvuah or not. So then, if it will live, let's say, for a certain period for 12 months, so then it will be determined that it wasn't, it did not become a shvuah. So maybe it's a dovashi shlemat here. And the Gemara says that by 3-4 it's not a dovashi shlemat here. So that's why Rashi has to apply the Sofik Trefo to this. This is what the Pnei has in Daik from Rashi. Yes, what is it?
By Dabar Shish Matirin, do we still say Dabar Shish Matirin if what's going to become mutter will spoil, like the egg will spoil before 12 months? So it won't be around anymore.
So it will not become spoiled. It will not become spoiled. It will be kept in a place where it will not become spoiled. So, I mean, the halacha is that if it will become spoiled, then it's not a Dabar Shish material. But suppose it will not become spoiled. Now, this is what Meishua says in Rashi. In other words, that means that Meishua is saying that Rashi is chilek. Rashi in the Rach, a chilek and the shita of the Rashbo. Now, the Rashbo shita in Teres HaBayis is that when do we say that the Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so is a filibet of the bottle, that is only if the ultimate heter is a certainty. But if the ultimate heter is not a certainty, let's say such a case, the Rashi mentioned such a case, where a Beitzo Sofik Trefo, let's say, where it was laid by a Tanigela that is Sofik Trefo, Sofik Shleimo, we don't know whether it is a Shvur or not. So then there is a possibility that maybe it will live for a certain time, so it will be in his body that it's not the same for, so it will be mutea be'achilel. So we could argue, so the Rabbi says we could argue it should not become bottle. So the Rabbi says it will become bottle because we don't know whether it will be mutea lachazman or not. It is soft. So since the ultimate heter is not a certainty, so it's not treated as a dovah sheyesh lo matirin. So this is what the Rashbo says, and the Shulchan Paskos like that Rashbo. So the mele, the shite of according to the Yeshua, so Rashi is chilek on the Rashbo. I mean, there is another, according to the Kesef Mishnah Pshat in the Rambam, Per Zayin Lechazav Lizorah, Aloch and Yud, so the Rambam is also chilek on the shite of the Rashbo. And the Rambam holds, the Kesef Mishnah says in Per Zayin Lechazav Lizorah, Aloch and Yud, that according to the Rambam, even if there is a mere possibility that there will be a heter, even though it's not a certainty, so it's considered a demonstration material. So that's what he says, and he's chilek on the Rashi. So according to the Yeshua, Rashi is also chilek on the Rashi. But the question is that many ask against the Yeshua, that from this Gemara, it's mashma, like the Rashi. I mean, not the way that the Yeshua says in Rashi. I mean, actually, the Shach says that from this Gemara it's mashma like the Rashi. Because the Gemara is the Rekashi. In Yoche Inesif, Yisarvo Be'elev Kul Masuris. Iyam Rebbe Shleim Esofik Yom Tev Sofik Chayil Habidovo Shleish Matir. So we can understand the reason as to why Yisarvo Be'elev is Kul Masuris. Vichol Dabashin Shmatir, Afil Vot, אלו ים וצפית קריפו, תובה שאין לה קרני. So, בישלי מאיפה הוא יישא, so the שחט, mentions this gemara as a riot to Shidas Arashbo. That when is something considered Dovah Sheish Matirin only if the ultimate Heter is a certainty. But if the ultimate Heter is only possibility, then we don't apply the din of Dovah Sheish Matirin. Then we don't apply the din of Dovah Sheish Matirin. So, it's a riot from this gemara. If we say like the Arashbo, then we understand very well as why the gemara says, Eri Amrit Sofik Treifo, Dovah Sheish Matirin. But if we say, the way the Pishua says in Rashi and in the Rach, that if, let's say, the Beitzer is a Sofik Treifo because of the fact he had one Tanagilis in his possession, and that Tanagilis fell off a certain height, and we don't know whether it is a Treifo or not. So there is a possibility that it will live, let's say, for a certain period, then it will be a raya, that it is not a treif. So after that period will be over, and the Tangiris will still be living, so it will be muter to eat the bait. So therefore is it Dovah Sheish Matirin, and it's not allowed to eat it now, the Matirin. So why couldn't the Gemara say, when the Gemara is the cash, anyway, I'm the topic treif, Dovah Sheish Matirin, so the Gemara could say, this price does not have reference to the case where he had two Tanagiris in his possession, one a Treifo and one a Shleimo, and an egg was laid and he doesn't know which hen laid the egg. But it has reference to the case where he had one Tanagiris in his possession, but the Tanagiris fell off a certain height, and he doesn't know if it's a Treifo or a Shleimo, so, and that Tanagiris laid an egg, so in any way it's a Dovah Sheish Matirin. A Dovah Sheish Matirin, because there is a possibility that after you raise months it will still be living, then you will be allowed to eat it, so Mele, it's a Dovah Sheish Matirin. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So the Shach says, it's a raya from this Gemara for the Din of the Rashi. But according to the Yeshua's Pshat in Rashi and the Rach, that they are chelik on the Rashi. So the Kasha is, why does the Gemara have to say it? That this price must accord with the Tanya all the Dovah Sheish Matirin is low bottle and it cannot agree with all Tanoim. Why couldn't the price say that it accord with all Tanoim? And the reason why it's not bottle the Elef is because of Dovah Sheish Matirin, because it has reference to the case. It has reference to the case where he had in his possession only one Tanagiris, and that Tanagiris fell off a certain height, and he doesn't know whether it's a Treifo or a Shleimo. So maybe it's a Dovah Sheish Matirin, because maybe it will live for 12 months, and then you'll be allowed to eat it. So it's a raya from this Gemara, that even in such a case, it's a Dovah Sheish Matirin, to the Rashbo. But if the Yeshua says the contrary in Rashi. So we can answer it simply, because you see, here the whole sugya of the Gemara assumed until Rabash's parents, when Rabash says that Dalet Leilom Sofik Yomdev Sofik Chayim, so how Dovah Sheish Matir Chudor Sheish Matir of the Rabon Lubot. So Rabash tells us the Chidesh, the Dovah Sheish Matir has two chumres. One chumre is the Dovah Sheish Matir is not proper. And then the halacha of Svekid Rabon Nikula doesn't apply to Dovah Sheish Matirin. That's Rabash. But until Rabash, Tzmemre, so the whole suge assumed that Dovah Sheish Matirin is only one chumre. That it doesn't become brokul b'rov, it doesn't become brokul b'shishim. But the din of Svekid Rabon Nikula applies to Dovah Sheish Matirin, justice applies to Dovah Sheish Matirin. Rabash said that Dovah Sheish Matirin is two chumres. Not only doesn't it become bottle, but Sveike is the chum. But until Rabashe, the whole sugya of the Gemara assumed that Dovah Sheish Matirin only has the chum that doesn't become bottle. But Sveike the Rabon Nikula applies to Dovah Sheish Matirin, just as it applies to Dovah Sheish Matirin. So Mimele, the reason is why. Now let's say the case of Mishneh. It says that according to the Rambam, the mere possibility of an ultimate Heter. quality of an ultimate etzea brings it within the category of Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. The mere possibility. And the Pnei Yeshua says that in Rashi in the Rach. So the Pnei Yeshua says it in Rashi only out of the Emes, according to Ravash's memory. And we pass to like Ravash, that Dovah Sheyishlo Matir has two chumras. In other words, first of all, Dovah Sheyishlo Matir doesn't become bottle, and by Dovah Sheyishlo Matir we don't apply the principle of Sveike Drabon Mikum. So Sveike is the chum. So Mele, now, the Rashbo shit is that even though Ravashi says that Sveike de Rabono is Lechumre, Tav Dovah Sheyishlo Matirin, but if it's Isofik, whether then it will have Heter or not, then it's Vadaim Dovah Sheyishlo Matirin. By definition, according to Rashbo, the definition of Dovah Sheyishlo Matirin means something that has an ultimate heter, certainly, but if it has a possible ultimate heter, that's not Dovah Sheyishlo Matir according to the Rashi. So in other words, that's an integral part of the essence of Dovah Sheyishlo Matir according to the Rashi, that the ultimate heter must be certainty, not if the ultimate heter is a possibility. However, according to the Yeshua, Rashi Shiti is to the contrary. Rashi Shiti is the Dovah Sheyishlo Matir means that which objectively is Yeshlo Matir. Whether we know it or not is not important, that's a subjective thing. Dovah Sheyishlo Matir by definition is that which objectively is destined to become Muta later on. Now, so suppose there is something that we don't know whether it will have an ultimate etter or not. Let's say, a Taligilus fell off a certain height. We don't know whether it became a shore, it became a trefo or not. And then that Taligilus laid an egg. Now, if the Taligilus became a shore as a result of the fall, so then the Beitzo is a Beitzo trefo, so it's a Yitzim not trefo, a Yitzim not also awesome. If it did not become a shore, so it's a Yitzim not muter, so it's muter. Now, after 12 months, it will be ascertained. So subjectively, the suffix will be resolved. Objectively, Klapishmai, it's got it right now. Whether Tanigiris is a Treif or Shlema, we don't know. Subjectively, we don't know. We don't know whether the Tanigiris that laid the egg is a Treif or a Shlema. So subjectively, it will be resolved after a certain period. But objectively, it is determined now. Now, whether it is to be considered Dovah Sheyishlo Matir or not, according to Pnei Yeshua's Pshat and Rashi, so it all depends. If Klapishmai is Gaiyin, then it is a Shleimo, so then it is destined to become Muter. So it's objectively destined to become Muter later on, except that we don't know. But if Klapishmai is Gaiyin, then it is a Shleimo, so then it will live. After 12 months also, then the suffix will be resolved. So then it will be muta to eat. So we may lay it easy to Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. And if it's Klapishmai Galia that it's a trefo, then it can never become muta. Then it's not a Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. Then it's a Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. So in regard to the question as to whether a Dvar Issa, if he served Techtiche, has a possibility of an ultimate heter, but it's not a certainty, is it to be considered a Dovah Sheyishlo Matir or a Dovah Sheyishlo Matir? So the answer is, we don't know. It all depends. It's not raining. If the Klapishmai is Galye, then it's Shleimo, so then it's destined to become muter after 12 months, because after 12 months it will be resolved, the subject will be resolved. So we may lead to the Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. If Klapishmai is Galye, then it's a trefo, so after 12 months it will also be osea. So Mele, it's a Dovah Sheyishlo Matir. So whether the bitul is chal or not is totally in the suffix, as to whether it is a trefo or a shleimo. So according to the Yeshua says Rashi, that according to Rashi, it does not become mortal. That's a little bit maskona of Gimor. The Rabashi says that the Aluchi of Sveike de Rabbonim Mikure does not does not apply, that the Allah of Shreki, the Rabbi only call it, does not apply to those who issue material. The speak the Rabbi only call it. So in other words, by those who issue material, even if the Sufik is not the Rabbi, and the whole deen of those who issue material is the Rabbi only the Allah. Because Min Rai say even those who issue material is both. So it's only given the Rabbi. So the Melee, according to Baskor of Yomot, Rabash, that we don't apply the Deen of Sveti to Rabot and we call it Gabi Dova Sheish Matirin. So Gabi Dova Sheish Matirin, we have to be Cheshish Lechumre, even though it's a question of the Rabot. So the Melee, it turns out that if the Tanigil is from office at night, and it's not known whether the game is played for or not, so, and that, then it lay the neck, and that Beitzo was Nisari, it was Nisari, so Mele, it should not become both. Why? Because it's possible that it is not a trade. It's not a trade. But since we don't know yet, as yet we don't know, it will be resolved after 12 months. So right now it's also, because we don't know. But after 12 months, maybe he will be able to hear. So, in that event, it is a negotiation material. But it's possible that Kapi Shmaye, it's Ganye, that it is a trade. So then, he'll never be able to hear it. So we don't know whether it's a negotiation material or it's a negotiation material. Now, the whole Allah of negotiation material, what bothers the Rabbanic Allah. So, the Gemara couldn't give the text when the Gemara has the cash, every Amr. And now that's off the tray for the machine material with the bottle. So the Gemara couldn't apply the price to the case where he had one Tanigilis in his possession and the Tanigilis fell off his at night and it's not known whether it became a tray for or not. So we made it in the machine material because of the possibility that maybe after 12 months it will still be living, so they will be allowed to eat it. Right now it's not allowed, so it is a negotiation material, it shouldn't become bottle. Gemara couldn't say that, because until Ravashi gave his tenets, that by negotiation material, we don't apply the principle of Sveket Rabon Likule, so it was assumed by the whole Sugi of Gemara that true negotiation material does not become bottle. But the principle of Sveket Rabon Likule does apply to negotiation material. So the Melee, even if the Sophie consisted in the question as to whether the Talagilis that laid the egg was a traitor or not a traitor. So there is a possibility that it is not a traitor and then will be allowed to eat it after 12 months when it will be so ascertained. So still it cannot be considered according to the Sugi of the Gemara so far that it should not become bottled. Because right now Gemara assumed, the whole Sugi of Gemara took it for granted that even by negotiation material we apply the principle of Sveki the Rabon Mikule. That if it's only in the game with the Rabon, so we don't have to be Cheshish Lechumre. But we can be Taylor Mikule. Now here, we don't know whether it's a Treifo or not a Treifo. If it's a Treifo, if Rabbi Shmaya's guy is a Treifo, then it's not destined to become Muta later on. If Rabbi Shmaya's guy with it is a Shleimo, then it is destined to become Muta later on. But since the whole deal of Toroshim Atir and Afro Gotl is the Rabbon Dika Roche, and it's Negei only in the Rabbonon, so it's Negei only in the Rabbonon, so Mele, we should say Sveiket Rabbonon will come. Since there is a possibility that it is a Shleimo, and Mele it will be Muta after 12 months, but there is a possibility it's a Treifo. So it will never become Muta. So we should be telling the Kule. So we should be telling the Kule, Mirele, and treat it as a Dovo Shein Matir. So that's why the Moi couldn't give the status. However, according to Rabash's status, where Rabash is Mechadish, that Dovo Shein Matir is the Chumre, not only that there is no Dovo, but that we don't apply the Deen of Shein Rabon and Kule. But we say that even though the Sufik is in regard to the Rabbon, and no Chosh the Reis is involved, still we have to be Chesish Lechumre. So here too, So here too, if it's a suffix where Tanegilas a trade leg is a trade for Shlemo. A trade for or Shlemo. So and there is a possibility that Kapishmael is Galye, that it is a Shlemo. So then it's a Bukamutel. And if Kapishmael is Galye is the Shlemo, so it's destined to Bukamutel in the after 12 months. So it's a negotiation of material. So it should be Kapo. Even though there is another possibility that we have to be Cheshish Lachomer, according to Ravashi. So Rashi mentions, so this is the Pshat in Yeshua. Rashi mentions this example, rather than the other example, in order that it should accord even with the Maskolah of Ravashi. But the Gemara cannot apply the Brayse that way, because the whole Sugya, until Ravashi was Mechadish, the Dorosh Eish Matirin is fake and chumre, so the whole sugya assume that even by Dorosh Eish Matirin, so it's fake and chumre. Right. Now, so the Imam has a kashi. He had a bishnei misofik, he had a chumre, nisar vobel of kum asuris. I am really in the Sophic Yotif, Sophic Chia, with the Roshish Matir. The whole Roshish Matir, I feel very good. So it's all right. Some of the Roshish Matir, the Roshish Matir, the Roshish Matir, the Roshish Matir, the Sophic Matir. So why do we say Nisalvo? So the Bell of Kula Stiris, it should be bottled. The Roshish Matir, I mean, it's bottled. It's bottled the whole. The Chita, you may be, it's a sugar, it's bottled. The truth, the price it deals with a beta strafe. And so then we ask if it's a beta strafe. So it should become what to be wrong. The answer is not the negotiation material. So the answer is it's not what to be wrong because it beta is a double hush. So he with a mandoma coach it out in the mission. El mandoma esh it out in the mission in the mind. Now, Reb Meir says that something Dorosh Eminyan so does not become bot. It's Midravon, of course Midraise everything becomes bot. But Midravon, Dorosh Choshev is not become bot. What is Dorosh Choshev? There are all kinds of Dorosh Choshev. Balachayim is one form of Dorosh Choshev. Chticho and Ischabit is another kind of Dorosh Choshev. And let's say, and Dorosh Eminyan is a third type of Dorosh Choshev. So there is a Machlekes, according to Rabbi Meir, so Dorosh Eminyan does not become bot. So there is a machleke between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. What does it mean, Dorosh Eminyan? So according to Rabbi Yechon, Dorosh Eminyan is only something that is exclusively sold by number. Let's say, oranges today would be Dorosh Eminyan. Because how do you sell oranges? It does not oranges for so much and so much. It does not. But if, so that's eshet ha'atelimonis. In other words, if it is always sold by number, let's say a dozen for so many cents, that's eshet ha'atelimonis. But if it is a kind of an object, of an article, sometimes it is sold by emet, let's say, and sometimes it is sold by number. That's called kodesh ha'atelimonis. Then it's not a dovah choshuv. Then it does become one. That's habir. Vishloki says, that even if sometimes it is not sold by number, let's say, suppose now eggs, let's say, Bizman Agmorim, Bizman Agashemim, and maybe in certain places today too, not here, but in certain places today too, so eggs, Bizman Agmorim, Bizman Agashemim, so sometimes was sold by number, let's say, a dozen eggs for so many putes, and sometimes it was sold by bulk. Let's say a bag of eggs, whether there were a dozen eggs in the bag or 15 eggs in the bag, didn't matter. A bag of eggs for so much. That's conchid acrimonies. If sometimes it is sold by number and sometimes it is sold not by number. That's conchid acrimonies. And Beitzor is conchid acrimonies. It's not always sold by number. Yes, what is it?
Does Omed include Mishkal?
What?
Does something sold by Omed include something sold by Mishkal?
No, minion, amen, even mishpa, even mishpa, even mishpa, that's how it's mashma, even mishpa. In other words, when does it have chshives, you see, if it is solved by number, if it's solved by number. So mele, now mele, is kolche darker monies. Sometimes it's solved by number, sometimes it's solved by limit. So mele, so you know, as with payment, but it's chshives, but no. So that's why it's even if Nisar of Elab is with Boku. He may call him with a culture dark or motion, according to Mishnah. And the Beit Zohar sometimes is sold by them. Elab and Elab is a dark or motion, you know. That only something that is exclusively sold by them. Never sold by him. Is it a Bokoshi? Now, Ek sometimes is sold by Amos. So it should become both. My little name, if it's not. Mishnah Elab is really a tilt Mishnah prior Karen. You do. So now, Kaya Kerem is also by Noye, it requires Reif. Yivriku. Nitzavu ba'achiris, ve'achiris ba'achiris. So in Kuro Yivriku. Dibir Rav. Now there are two Gerses. Now, some are not Geres. The Rabbetam is not Geres ba'achiris ba'achiris. Rabbetam is not Geres achiris ba'achiris. And some Rishonim are Geres Achiris Bachiris. And some Rishonim who are Geres Achiris Bachiris, so they explain it in such a way that it really doesn't make any difference. But some Rishonim who are Geres Achiris Bachiris, so they are really clearly Kanshidus Rametam. Now, so according to Rametam, who is not Geres Achiris Bachiris, so he holds that Dovah Hoshu, the Dova Choshuv, so then, does not become Botuk. Let's say Dova Choshuv, like Dova Shebeminyan, so it does not become Botuk, if you have only one Taruvus. But if you have two Taruvus, so then it does become Botuk. So that's why Rabbi Tam is not Giris Vachiris Vachiris, because you have a bundle of fire cap. A bundle of fire cap. And then, it was Nisarev, in one boat, with 100 other bundles that are not by a carrot. Then out, that's the sound of his. And then if out of this bulk of 100 and one bundles, where one bundle is by a carrot, and 100 bundles are not by a carrot. So out of this bulk, so one bundle will be mixed up with 100 other bundles that are not by a Karen. So then, if we are Geres, Vachiris, 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 and if we interpret it that way, that means first one bundle of by a Karen fell into a bulk of 100 other bundles. And then, one bundle of that 101 bulk, so it was mixed up with 100 other bundles, not by Achilles. And if we are Geres, Achilles be Achilles, and we interpret it that way, and there are some machines smart, for example, he interprets it that way, he is Geres Nisargu be Achilles be Achilles be Achilles, and he explains it in that sense. That one bundle was Nisarev with 100 bundles, not by Akerem, and out of this bulk, one bundle, at random, was Nisarev with another bulk of 100 other bundles, not by Akerem. So still it is Otah. So that means that since it's Dovah Choshev, and the Chachomim said, that the Dovah Choshev does not become bottle, so not only it doesn't become bottle if there is one Taruvus, even if there are two Taruvus, it doesn't become bottle. Even if there are two Taruvus, it doesn't become bottle. That's if we are Geres, Achir and Bachir. I mean, and the smart, for example, is Geres, Achir and Bachir, and they explain it that way. Rav Netam is not Geres, Achir and Bachir. Rav Netam is only Geres, Mishon Lechvili Tilton Shokwe Akeron Yibliku. Nisavu ba'achiris, kula yibifu. But suppose it will be Nisavu ba'achiris, 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 V'achiles, v'achiles, then it's not in the second Aruves, it's not Kulon Yidliku. Because two Dovachoshu does not become Gotel up to a Be'elev, but here it should become Muter on the basis of Svek Svek. As far as the second Aruves is concerned. So there is a Svek Svek. Any bowl of the second Aruves, of the second bowl, So then, as to any bundle, so there are two Svekis. First of all, we take out the bundle from the second Aruves. So we say, maybe this bundle we take out from the second Aruves is not the bundle that became mixed up from the first Aruves, that fell from the first Aruves into this Aruves. And assuming that this bundle that I'm taking out from the second Aruves happens to be that bundle that fell into the second Aruves from the first Aruves, maybe the bundle that fell from the first Aruves in the second Aruves is not the Yisrael bundle, is not the Torah Kalanike bundle. So it's a Svek-Sveke. So true Dova Choshuv. So true Dova Choshuv does not become a Dova Choshuv. It does not become Botel Afilu Be'alev. But the Aloha of Svek-Sveke, we do apply. So that's why Rabbi Tam is not Divis Vachiris Vachiris. Now, those who shame in Wageris Vachiris Vachiris, so are divided. Either they are Giris and they agree with the Shita of the Smak that even if, let's say, one bundle of Kwaakeren was Nisarid with 100 bundles of Heter, and then out of this bowl, one bundle at random fell into another bulk of 100 bundles of Heter, so then it's osa. That's why, in spite of the fact that there is a Svek-Sveke, so it's still osa. That the smachi, so the Sam Gesheni is with the smachi. But then the Am Gesheni, who Adiris Nisavu Ba'achiris 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 Kulon Yidliku. But they explain that Nisavu Ba'achiris, you had one bundle of Kwa'akeren that was mixed up with Nisavu with 100 bundles, not Kwa'akeren. So you had a bulk, a Taruves of 101 bundles. Then all the 101 bundles, all the 101 all the 101 bundles so fell into another, became mixed up with other bundles. So then you don't have a Svek-Svek. Or it's not even necessary that all the 101 bundles would be mixed up with other bundles. If 52 out of the 101 bundles would be mixed up with the other bundles, so you don't have a Svek-Svek either. So anyway, this is how they explain it. So in other words, so Rabbi Tam is not Geiris Vacheres Vacheres, and those who are Geiris Vacheres Vacheres, so it's either because, some explain it, Vacheres Vacheres, that one, even if one of the first Arubes was mixed up, fell into another Arubes. So it's Oser, and some are Geiris Vacheres Vacheres, but they say Vacheres Vacheres, not that one out of the first Arubes, that all of the bundles of the first Aruves fell, or most of the bundles of the first Aruves which fell into another bundle. Alright. Now, so in Kul Din Rabbeya, the Chachomim Eurim, Ya'alu Be'achas U'Mosai, Shehuri Rabbeya Reimeir, Eshet Artin Mis Mikadish. So in other words, so Rabbeya says that the Dova should mean something that is sold by number, like a bundle of Tilton, so that is a Dova Choshuv, it doesn't become bottle. But Chachomim say, even though it's sold by Minyan, it still is bottle. But what kind of a Dova Choshuv is not bottle even according to Chachomim? Chachomim Mekadesh Roshisha Dvar Nuba. Rabbi Kiva Yom Hashim. So the machlokes between Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva is only regard to one. Vilei, a Gezei, these are the six items that are considered Dova Choshuv. A Gezei Perech. Perech is a certain place, the nuts of his dead place. The remaining body, so I mean the pomegranates of a certain place. The hobbyist to mix, and sealed hobbits, so that's Chodel Choshev. And Chalchi Tardin, the tops of beets, Chalchi Kruv, or the stalks of cabbage, Glassy Vons. So the gold that grows in Greece, I suppose that the gold that grows in Greece was better, was more Choshev than the gold that grows in other places. Rabbi Akiva Nisi, Ach Kitve Shel Balabais. Now, clothes that are baked by a private person, not by a baker. Because if it's baked by a Balabais, so it has a certain unique characteristic. But the loaves of bread that are baked, the baker is saying, one loaf is just like the other, so there's nothing unique about it, so it's not in the Bokosh. So among these things, we have certain things that are and the mold button and that are roll and the fire cherem, and there are certain things that are roll only the fire cherem, and let's say certain things I mean that are not shayach in ore, so it's only shayach in let's say half a tardin ore is not shayach, because all is only shayach in Pelis or Nilo, not in beets, but by a kerem is shayach. So haroi lo'or 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 kerem kwa kerem. Vitma olo Rabbi Yechonoma, Rashi Da'at Rima Nishanim, that according to Rameyah, so of course the Machlekes is in Da'at Rameyah. In Da'at Rameyah. Because according to Chachonim and Rabbi Akiva, so even something that is exclusively sold by number, so it's not considered of a choshev. So there is no machlekes. But according to Rav Meir, so the machlekes is, between Rav Meir and Shloki, is just whether Rav Meir considers as a choshev only something that is eshedat al money, that is exclusively sold by number, that is never sold by umdene, by ime. Or, so Rav Meir and Rashdat al money. But a beitzo, sometimes it is sold by number, sometimes it is sold by ime. So it don't become bottle. So we can say that Beitzor, Treifor, is the Vachoshev. What can you say? I mean, the Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan, Michael Meima, Amarav Pope, Haitane, Tane, Litre, Tziesu, the Makol of Shemimi, and after the Rabbon with bottle. Coached me the rice. So true. Rishlokish, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so if it is not all exclusively sold by number, so it has bit, according to Rabbi Yechanan. So, but Rabbi Yechanan says that only I'll be the Rabbi Meir. But there is a Tane that's Rabbi Yeshua, I'll be the Rabbi Yud. So, according to him, so even if it is something that is only sometimes sold by number, even though many times it is sold by Emet, so it doesn't become both. So Rabbi Yechanan only says that I'll leave it Rabbi Meir, coach it out in the morning, he says, Bivu. But, there is, Rabbi Yechanan will be made that there is a Tane. Who is the Tane? That's Rabbi Yeshua, I'll leave it Rabbi Yud. So Meile, this Mishneh goes according to Veta. The Holshkin, so the high talent litraksi, so the Abakomashimi of Ramon Bot, because we write it now. Litraksu is, that's a certain kind of immersion of dried figs. She also al pi eagle. Eagle is a certain kind of circular, a round kale. So if you had, let's say, a round kale with figs, and then he pressed a litroxies on top of that eagle, then, and there are a number of igulim with kale that had dried figs in them. And we don't know now this was a litroptius of Truma. So the litroptius was pressed on top of one eagle. We don't know on top of which eagle it was pressed. Whether on this eagle, on that eagle, on that eagle, and so on. So, Litovsky is not on the eagle, he is in the doors. On the Chovies, suppose he had a number of Chovies with barrels of figs, and then he pressed in Litovsky on top of one Chovies. He doesn't know on which Chovies it was pressed. When he did, there is a Chovies doors. On the Caveres, that's also a vessel in the form of a beehive. So you had the number of caveres with dried figs in them. And then on top of the caveres, of one of the caveres, so he pressed the litrotsis. He doesn't know on which caveres it was pressed. So Reb Meir Eimer, Reb Meir, Reb Meir Eimer, Reb Lezer Eimer, so what kind of taruvus is it? This is the taruvus of Yoresh Biyoresh, not Lav Lach. Lav Lach means that there is an actual intermingling. So that the Yisrael becomes evenly distributed in the head. And when you take any unit particle of the Taruves, so you find there the same ratio between Yisrael and head. But Yovish B'Yovish means when there is no even distribution, where the Yisrael is aimed with the Kemi and the head is aimed with the Kemi. But we don't know which is Yisrael and which is head. Suppose you have one Chtiche of the Kemi and you have two Chtiches. Two chtiches of shchuta, and they don't even touch each other. One chtiche is on one table, and another chtiche is on the second table, and the third chtiche is on the third table. But we know one is in the veil and two are shchutes. So the Yisra is the Yisra with Natsme and the Heta are with Natsme. We don't know which is Yisra, which is Heta. That's Yorish B'Yorish. So here, actually, it's a Taruvus of Yoresh B'Yoresh, not of Lav Lach, because there is no intermingling between the top of the Chovies and the rest of the Chovies. We don't know, you see, there is one Chovies has a top of Trum, a top tier, a top layer of tiers of Trum. One Chovies, but only has a top, but the other layers, the other layers that are beneath the top layer of the Chovies, they are certainly who. So there is one Chovies, the top layer of which is torn, is lost. Also is that. And the others are who? So even the top layer is who. So there is no taruves of Lav Lach here. Here there is only taruves of Yovish B'Yovish. We don't know whether it's the top layer of this Chovies or the top layer of this Chovies, top layer of this Chovies, this Chovies, that Chovies. So it's taruves of Yovish B'Yovish. Now, so Reb Meir Eimer, Reb Meir Eimer, Reb Lezer Eimer, Reines El Yinis, Kiruah Im Prudes, Vitachtenis Marises El Yinis. Now, the Aloch is by Trumo, Midrabonon, that it requires Meyavert. It requires Meyavert. Now, suppose there are no Menopurim Shereta. There are no 101 Chovies. Let's say if there would be 101 Chovies of Trumo, and on one Chovies, so a top layer was pressed of Trumo, a top layer of Trumo was pressed, and that means, and the other 100 Chovies, so the top layer, the top layer is of who, so then there would be people of Meyavert, of Meyavert, because the Sofik is in regard to the top layer. There is no Sofik in regard to all the layers beneath the top layer. So we should not be able to be mitzarei the other layers, because the other layers are not part and parcel of the Taruvus. They're not within the Sofik of the Taruvus. What comes within the Sofik of the Taruvus? Only the top layers. So be sure if you have 101 Chovies of dried figs, and I'm one of the 101 chaviyas. So we pressed a mitro shall trumo shall tzi shall trumo. So the lower layers are not part and parcel with Talvez, only but the top layers are in the Talvez, and we have many of their homes which become low. But what Rav Meir says, that Rav Lezer Meir, that even though we do not have Meir Pum Sharetem, Sheyeh Beit Ilhal Esbir Yisa Bechod Meir, Re'in Kiru Mitri Shokola Pumim Pudis Mara Pumim, ומרובית בשל שוליים, ומיצו כולו בסופית הדמוע, ומסטרפס תחתינס להאויס הסליטחה של הפה, והוי מותרומס פירי דרבונון מתירי דרוס. So since it's only the Rabbonon, so we may have a home in our making, and we consider as if all the layers in the barrel have been within the Talibes, even though actually it's not within the Talibes. Because we know that the lower layers of dried figs are not a certain whole. The sophic is only in regard to the top layer. We don't know which barrel the top layer is of Truma, whether this one or that one. But there are only, let's say, 50 barrels. So as far as the top layers are concerned, we don't have many barrels. But if we are to be mitzari, the lower layers as well, so then we certainly have 100 parts of Kul Neged, one layer of Truma. But the lower layers are not in the Talumes. We have no doubt that the lower layers in every bell is whole. The Sophic is only in regard to the top layer, so we should not be mitzari. But since it's in the Rabbonon, and since they are all together, even though they're not mingled, because of the fact that we know that only one top layer is Truma, and all lower layers are whole, but still, so the Chachomim made the Kul, and we consider it as if the lower layers of the dried figs also have been part and parcel of Taruvest, even though actually it's not so. So it's a special Kul. Rimes and Rimes Kira in Kulets, Vatachtenis Malis Esalis. So we consider as if the Sophic had applied to all the layers of Truma, even though actually the Sophic applies only to the top layers. So it's a special Kul. Rabbi Shua Yemeir, Im Yishom Meir Kul Yimyal, Vimla Vakul Masurim Ashumayim Eton. He says we don't apply this special Kul. We don't consider as if the lower layers had also been part of the Talmud. When we know that all the lower layers are also, so we may learn the Talmud, what can be considered as part of the Talmud? Only the top layers. So if you have 101 top layers, fine, so then it becomes bottle. But if you don't have 101 top layers, so then all the top layers are osir, and all the lower layers are mut. So according to Rabbi Yudai, even Rabbi Lezer says that we don't apply such a kule to say that we should imagine as if the lower layers had been involved in Taruvet, when we know that all the lower layers are all of whom. So only if there are 100 tops, it means really 101 tops. I mean 100 tops of Heter, but together with the top of Iser, of Truma, so it's 101. So only if there are 100 tops of Heter, so then the one top layer of Iser of Truma becomes what? But if they aren't 100 tops, so then Hapunim Asurim, Vashuayim Torim, but Even according to Rav Yehuda, so Rav Lezer says, if there are 100 taps of heter, besides the one top layer of Trumo, so then the top layer of Trumo becomes bottom in the 100 layer, top layers of who? Of who? So Rav Yeshua says, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yeshua may rafil, we shom shomish me, so we loyal. Even if you have 300 tops of heter, top layers of heter, of chul, so the one layer of truma, top layer of truma, does not become bottom. We don't know which one it is. So all the top layers are awesome. We don't apply any din of bittul yomish biyomish here. Why not? Why? Because it's a davar choshev. Because a layer of figs is sometimes sold by number, sometimes it's sold by emet, and sometimes it is sold by number. So since it is sometimes sold by number, so it doesn't come bottom. So the Tana certainly holds that if it is sometimes, that even if it is only sometimes sold by number, so it's considered the mechosh, doesn't become bottom. So, this brayse, which says the Sveta Asura of Nisargu Velko Asura, so it has reference to a beitzo, Sofik Trefo, and still Nisargu Velko Asura is because it's a Belosha Binunyan, according to this time, or this time. Then, Dorso Beigo, Venidea Beizigo, Dorso, Divrei Hakel Yau. So Divrei Hakel Yalu, Hanukli Tai, Omar Toprakoma, Dorso Biko, the idea is a mockimigu Dorso, or the train of the dream of Divrei Hakel Yalu. When does Rabbi Yeshua Alibid Rabbi Yehuda say that even if there are 300 Pumi, it's loyalu only if it was pressed, if the litro of Tzilish of Trumo was pressed on top? On the top layer. So Mimele, the top layer is always has its earmarks. And the top layer is sold sometimes in the market by law. Because it has its earmarks. It's outstanding by virtue of the fact that it's always on the top of the chovies, on the top of the eagle, on the top of the beehive vessel. So Mimele, that is sold by number. But suppose you press a litro of tears of Trumo into the chovies, and it's not even Nika Mekane. It's pressed. So then that layer that is pressed into the chovies, so it does not have its own near marks. So that layer is not sold on the market by number. So the mail it's not the dollar should be million, so the mail then it becomes both. Okay. Yes?
But in the Kriya Sukhet, what's considered double question? Since sometimes Tainim are sold, the meaning...
No, it doesn't mean some Tainim in general are sold. This particular type of Tainim, in that form, are sold in number. But let's say, if you took a litre, and you pressed it, let's say, here you have the chovies, and you pressed it inside the chovies, such a way that it lost all its earmarks. You cannot even see which layer was pressed into the chovies. So then, this particular layer will never be sold on the market by number. So it is. So of course, if you can take out, let's say, from the middle of the hobbyist, and then you'll sell it in the market by it, not by number. So in the middle, it's not going to show me.
Let's say you sell it on the market, let's say, by weight, like I over and yeah. So then, let's say, this was a barrel that was sold by weight, let's say...
But in order to be going to show me, it must be sold by number. If the top layer was pressed, if the layer was pressed on top and it retained its earmarks, So then it can still be taken off, the top layer, from the rest of the barrel, removed from the rest of the barrel, and be sold on the market as a one complete layer. So then it's a Dovah Choshev. But if it was pressed into the barrel, so then if someone wants to sell it, he'll have to take it out, and then he will not be able to sell it by number. Because the earmarks will be wiped out. So you have to sell it by amen. So it's not a Dovah Choshev. In the middle of these people is howling.
Let's say in the case where this would be sold, let's say for 10 ounces or something, with this, would that be considered Dovah Choshev Minyan?
No, Dovah Choshev Minyan is only when it's sold by number.
Not by number.
Only when it's sold by number. Now, so, anyway, so we see that Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says that affiliation Shomish Min is Pum Liyahu. Why? Because the top layer is sometimes sold by number. So even according to Rabbi Yechanan, who said Eshed Aklimon, it's Rabbi Yechanan says that Alibi the Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yeshua, Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda holds Koshed Aklimon. So the Meir, the Brisa will recall the Brisa of Sveika Asura and Salva Bel of Kula Asura is, so we'll agree with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shoma, Leila Misofik Yom Tev Sofik Chayil Abi Dabe Sheish Lomatir, Chulo Yishil Matir in Afim Rabon Yil Botu. So that's what Rabbi Shoma says. Rabbi Shoma says that Dabe Sheish Matir in not only has it in Chumre, does it have the Chumre. It doesn't become Botu, Birov, Vishishi, but it also has the Chumre, that we don't apply the principle of Sveiki the Rabbanu Mikura, Likavu Dovah Shish Matir. And we say, Sveiki is the Chum. Sveiki is the Chum. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, last time, before we proceed with the Rashi. Now, last time, I made, in discussing the Gemara, So when the Gemara says Bishlim Rabbe Dela Mishmachone Habe Sveiki the Reis, Bichol Sveiki the Reis Lechum, Avim Tzivon Yitzudan Mishim Zeire, Sveiki the Rabbani, Bichol Sveiki the Rabbono Lechum, Kul So I raise the question, why does the Gemara say Bishlim Rabbe Dela Mishmachone Habe Sveiki the Reis, Bichol Sveiki the Reis Lechum? But even according to Rabbi, that Achone is the Raisi, so only Beit Shnol the Beyond Masol of the Shabbos is the Raisi. But Beit Shnol to all Beit Shnol the Shabbos of Beyond the Beyond Masol of the Shabbos. But Beit Shnol to Beyond the Beyond the Shabbos, the Beyond is Muteres with the Raisi. But with the Rabbi only it's also. So there is a question, there is a difficulty even according to Rabbi. So we could say that the Gemara says, the Gemara says Bishlo in Rabbi Yom Mishmachona and Sveiki the Reis al-Chumre. So the Gemara means that so according to Rabbi we can apply the price which says Sveiki Asura to the case of Yom Tivasom of the Shabbos. But that would involve a slight Eich. Why? Because after all, here it says because the price says a mital kolnei in the chassis go as a cleaver is mital amito. That din of a mital kolnei certainly applies not only to Yom Tifasim of the Shabbos, the Beit Zanol together on Shabbos, but even to Beit Zanol beyond the Beit Zanol Beit Zanol the Shabbos the Almer. It also applies. So since the first deal in the price applies not only to Yom Tov HaSomo Shabbos, but even to Yom Tov HaAlme, Shabbos HaAlme, so the other deal in the price of Sveika HaSomo should also apply to Yom Tov HaAlme.